Welcome to the Happy, Healthy, Strong podcast. Our goal is to equip you with the knowledge and tools you need to make lasting changes in your health. Society has trained us to think that Western medicine is the answer to long-term health, but this approach only treats symptoms and never addresses the root cause. Without a new approach, our community will experience unnecessary sickness and suffering. We teach the functional health model to educate and empower listeners on their journey to a happier, healthier, and stronger life. My name is Paige, and I'm a certified holistic health coach. I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Alex Arguello, Doctor of Chiropractic and Functional Health Practitioner. Join us as we unpack some of the most pressing health challenges facing our community today. Welcome back to the Happy, Healthy, Strong podcast. Today, we're continuing to talk about foods and the restoring human diet, and we will be talking about chocolate. So I think this will be a super fun one to hear about. Before we get into that, first, I just want to remind you guys, by the time this podcast is posted, we will have our Facebook challenge group up and running for the 30-day restoring human diet. So if you want to join that, there will be a link in the description of this episode. We would love to see you in there. We will be posting tips along the way and just encouragement. It'll be a space where you can do some accountability check-ins, and we also will have some prizes for the people who are most engaged in the group throughout the challenge. So one of those prizes being a free month at New City Fitness.
Yeah.
That is what we like to talk about on our Saturday morning workout recap. So you can join us in that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just to hit on that a little bit, I'm sure people that are listening, they've at least heard of it if they've not participated in just like weight loss challenge type stuff at the beginning of the year. So I've done plenty of those, you know, at the office. I was trying to think of some of the things that we've called them, like lose 20 pounds in 30 days, of course, like new year, new you type stuff. So it's not necessarily that, right? Of course, people lose weight, that's benefit to their health, which is great, but that's not necessarily the focus. This is just really everything that we talk about, we want people doing all the time, but sometimes you just need a kind of a restart.
Yes.
Or you need some more intentionality with what you're doing. So then after that 30 days, you can just kind of be on your own and have the motivation that you need to, to continue to make changes and keep the lifestyle that you want. So yeah, I think that that's what this is. It's just to have some other people that are getting started.
Totally.
At the same time.
I love the thought of like, you need that initial momentum to kind of get going sometimes, but then an object in motion tends to stay in motion,
there
right?
You go,
so like
look
if
at
you
that.
Get that like first, like, okay, we're going, we're creating new habits, get you off the ground for 30 days, then you can hopefully continue. And the thing I harp on all the time is like, this is not about perfection. It's just about being like making better decisions than, you know, the previous day or the previous week or whatever. So yeah, so you guys, we would love to see you in there.
We also need a physics teacher for next year if you need one at school.
Oh, that's my one-liner. I'm done after that. That's funny. So I did the workout this morning.
Yeah, I did not.
Nope.
I did not. Nope. I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, but with starting school, it's been tough for me to get here the way that I want to. So I missed Monday. But I did Tuesday, then I came in on Wednesday with Emily, my wife, and we did something, and then Thursday, Friday. So today would have been 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I know what Jarek likes to do on Saturdays typically, so it's like my body's not going to do well with 5 days in a row and the type of workout that that he will do. So my plan was to get here a little earlier to get on the bike for about 30 minutes, but when I got here, I was assuming 20 minutes, but you guys finished kind of early. So.
Yeah, we just... It was just the two of us, so we just were like, let's get it over with.
Right.
Yeah, so we did pretty similar, actually, to last week's workout, the winter sports theme of the sled, which is where I pushed a box and Jarek pulled the heavy sled, and then the ski erg, and then the sandbag carry. So that I did like a 30-pound ball, like a big... medicine ball?
Yep.
Is that what it's called? And he did, how much is that sandbag?
150 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Cause I was holding my 30 pound one, like in front of my stomach and like, it's pretty much like being pregnant. I've done this before. I can carry this, but he was struggling. So.
Yeah. That bag is heavy.
Yes.
Heavy and hard to hold.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we just rotated through that 10 rounds. So
took there us you go.
About 16, 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of moving and taking breaks, moving, taking breaks.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. So chocolate, tell us about this. This is exciting to hear about, although maybe not what people want to think of, like a Hershey's bar or something.
Right. So we'll still be part of this fatty fruits category on the Restoring Human Diet. So we've already hit on avocado, coconut, and olive. With all three of those, you are going to be able to use those just in their whole food state. But also getting oils out of them, you know, that's why those are three big ones to make sure is in your diet, where there's, you know, you're not going to have cacao oil or chocolate oil.
Right. Never heard of that. Yeah.
But it is still a fatty fruit where you're going to get a lot of the same benefits. So one of the main benefits that we have been talking about the fatty fruits is these antioxidants, or what are called polyphenols. They're just plant antioxidants, super high amounts in chocolate. Different antioxidants than the ones that we've been mentioning with the other stuff. So when I say antioxidants, you know, I think people have heard that before, but they assume, well, I can just eat blueberries because they have a really high antioxidant content, or like the other ones like goji berries. And I always forget how to say that one that starts with an A, but
acai
or something like that. Yeah. So those are super high in what's called ORAC, which is how they measure antioxidants. But there's different types of antioxidants in all these different foods. You know, one of the benefits you want to have to eating a variety of plant-based foods to get these different types of antioxidants. And then, like I mentioned, when they do research, they don't tend to just study the whole food. They look at, okay, well, let's look at these different antioxidants, different polyphenols in these whole foods, and then that's what they do the research on. So we would say, of course, we'll just eat all of these whole foods and a variety of plant foods, and you're going to get all these benefits. But there is some value to knowing, okay, this specific antioxidant is in chocolate, is in avocados, is in, you know, coconut, those type of things. So yeah, I mean, this is just a list. Getting this from draaxe.com, but here's 8 benefits that have been shown in research of just dark chocolate. So this isn't even, and we'll hit on this in a second, what cacao is, which is what chocolate comes from, but this is actually dark chocolate that you would, you know, find a dark chocolate bar at the store. They've looked at using it in protection from disease caused from free radicals. So that's the big antioxidant thing. So when things get oxidized, cause damage to our DNA. So dark chocolate protects you from that. There's potential cancer prevention with dark chocolate, improved heart health, improved cholesterol profile. So lowering what people say is bad cholesterol, increasing what people say is good cholesterol, better cognitive function. So people's brains get bigger and you become smarter when you eat dark chocolate, blood pressure, and blood sugar, benefits. And then of course, we talked about the antioxidants. That's number 7. And then the last one would be potential vision booster. So people whose vision, like myself, who seems to be going poorly.
Oh no.
I guess I just need to eat more dark chocolate.
Yeah, maybe my vision will be. That's the answer.
Yeah.
And carrots, right?
And carrots. Yeah, so the carrot thing is kind of iffy, but there is some antioxidants in carrots, and that's the whole connection there. Somebody was telling me this thing about some propaganda that they were started in Germany, I guess, with the whole cooked carrot thing and improving your vision. I forget the whole story, so I would just butcher it if I tried, but basically he's like, that thing's a farce, but
interesting,
might be what they were saying, but there's still beta carotene in carrots, which is an antioxidant that can help, your vision. So you should still eat carrots.
Okay. Got it.
But yeah, so that's dark chocolate, but chocolate, what we know of as chocolate, typically are getting in two different ways. Dark chocolate, which people I think now know is at least a little bit healthier, and then there's milk chocolate. So as we always say, real food, whole foods are going to be healthier than processed foods.
Yep.
So we're definitely not saying go eat a bunch of, you know, milk chocolate. You mentioned Hershey's before, because what happens there is you take, you know, the cacao which is what chocolate comes from, and then you just highly process it. You know, you're mechanically processing it by turning it into a powder, you know, which, or you're melting it down to get it into what we know as chocolate. But then you're also chemically processing it with adding a bunch of different chemicals to it, adding a bunch of sugar to it. It's sometimes even bad oils and stuff to it.
True,
to get it to
yeah.
where you want. So there's a huge difference in getting something like a cacao powder, raw cacao powder, or cacao nibs, if you've mm-hmm. heard of those mm-hmm. before, just any sort of raw chocolate to something like a Hershey's bar, right? Mm-hmm. Where this Hershey's bar, you know, you could consider a toxic food and definitely not something that you should be eating
right.
A lot. Where this raw cacao is something extremely healthy for you, full of antioxidants, you know, full of good fats, has some protein in it, full of minerals and, you know, all the micronutrients, vitamins and minerals that we talk about. So that should be a staple in your diet.
Yeah.
So the middle, I would say, is the dark chocolate.
Okay.
So dark chocolate is still going to be processed, right? It's not the raw cacao, but it's not had all the stuff added to it like a milk chocolate has.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to eat the raw cacao? Because it is full of nutrients, but it's not necessarily great tasting.
Yeah, it's pretty right? bitter.
It's very mm-hmm. bitter, mm-hmm. very bitter. So that's why, you know, we figured out, okay, this stuff has a ton of, you know, nutrition in it. Let's figure out how to make it palatable. So then we turned it into a dark chocolate where, you know, of course you're still adding sugar and,
yeah.
and some other things to,
mm-hmm.
to make it palatable. But then, like we always do with as human beings, we go
too far
yep. and turn it into something like a Hershey's bar.
Yep.
So yeah, absolutely can have this in your diet. It should be something that's in your diet. Of course, figuring out ways to get the raw cacao. And we can talk about how you do that. But even something like a dark chocolate bar is something that you should be having.
Is there like, I know when you look at all of them at the store, there's like different percentages on them
yeah.
of the cacao.
Yep.
Is there something that you would recommend? Like stay
yeah.
over, you know, 70% or something like that?
Absolutely. So all the research, so these benefits, health benefits that I mentioned, every single one of those studies was looked at different percentages, and all of them, the benefits come from 70% and above.
Wow. I was just spitballing.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
When you're at 70% of the cacao, that's when there's enough antioxidants. That's when there's enough micronutrients and all the things that are beneficial to the body. So once you go below 70%, then now you're adding too many other things, right? And it's just going to negate some of the benefits of it. And now you're also adding, you know, potential negative
mm-hmm.
Effects of eating that food. But of course, the higher you go in that percentage, if you can do it, you know,
the better
taste wise, yeah, you're going to get even more benefit. But yeah, mm-hmm. even something like a 70%, which those can taste great.
They're pretty good. And yeah, I think it's one of those things too, where if you, this can help a lot of people with that lateral shift of mm-hmm. like needing something sweet after dinner, or, you know, and then your taste buds will kind of, as you phase out like the regular sugar and processed foods, you start to like really adapt to like, oh, this tastes actually really sweet after a couple weeks of
right.
that being your treat.
Right. So. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so I would test yourself, you know, if you love chocolate, switching over to a dark chocolate would be a great place to start. You know, even if you can't get the 70% right now, start getting to as close to that as possible. But also, you know, just become a learner and look on the back of the package and see, okay, this is dark chocolate, but how much, is there any other chemicals and stuff in here that I shouldn't be doing? And then of course, how much sugar is in it? You
yes.
know, cause it could be dark chocolate, but if they're adding a ton of sugar, then it's going to be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I do
just
think
try to continue to go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you mentioned the bad oils thing, I think that's a really common thing, like sunflower oil and things
yep.
like that are
yep.
often in those
yeah.
two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So look at that stuff and then just, there's so many, oh my goodness. If you go to Fresh Thyme or
yeah.
Natural Grocers around here or any sort of health food store, there's 50 different types of dark chocolate.
It's crazy. A lot. Yeah.
So yeah, you can find one. And there's some other things you'd want to be looking for that I'll hit on in a second, but yeah, just start making these shifts. And then once you're at 70%, you can continue to try, you know, the higher percentages
mm-hmm.
to see, Because as you mentioned, if you're doing it slowly like that, you're not going to be able to go from Hershey's bar to, you know, 85% dark chocolate and enjoy it anyway. So yeah, I think making those changes. And if you're hearing me correctly, I'm saying it's not just something that's okay to eat. I'm saying it's a health food, right? So you should
awesome.
Be getting it in
it's
your
diet.
It's
a great reminder. Okay.
Yeah, right. So definitely find ways to get this in your diet. But so let's get to that. So dark chocolate bars, absolutely 70%, really any of the dark chocolate bars are going to be fine as long as it meets those requirements. Just want to be cognizant of the sugar content, but then also serving size, right? So typically dark chocolate bars are going to be about 3 ounces or so. So there's about 3 servings in it. 1 ounce is, you're going to get about 12 grams of fat in that. You're going to get just under about 200 calories. So that's also something you'd want to be paying attention to. And then, so think about that, 200 calories in 1 ounce. If you ate that whole chocolate bar, now you're at 600 calories of it. So
that happened quick. Yeah.
So just be careful there, because of course, if it tastes good, you know, you could eat that, mm-hmm. you could eat that whole thing.
Sure.
And then just manganese, magnesium, you know, all of the minerals and stuff that we've been hitting on, you're going to get in high amounts in these type of things. To get to chocolate, it goes, like I said, from raw cacao to get into a dark chocolate bar. There still has to be some heating up of stuff. So when you heat things, you're kind of, I'm destroying some of the nutrients, but you're still going to get benefits there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pay attention to the serving size, pay attention to sugar. Another one, so the oils and stuff, of course, but there's something called lecithin, which is, how they, it's an emulsifier, and how they basically keep the chocolate bar together. They can either use soy. So you want to stay away from things if you can, of having soy lecithin, or they use sunflower lecithin. So although we would want to try to minimize sunflower oil, the sunflower lecithin is going to be better than the soy lecithin. So you could also look for that.
That's good.
And there's a company called Lily's, mm-hmm. Chocolate, where they don't sweeten with sugar, they sweeten with stevia. Mm-hmm. So that's also another thing that you can look at. Of course, once you do start doing those type of things, those things become a lot more expensive, you know.
Yes.
Where you can typically find a 3 ounce chocolate bar for $3, those are gonna be about $5 or $6.
Yeah, right. So, right. But yeah. That's like, especially maybe if blood sugar is a concern, stevia would be
absolutely
better for
yep.
that.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, and blood sugar control is one of the things that dark chocolate showed.
That's as pretty a cool.
They've actually, so we know things like green tea have benefits in them. You know, people just assume green tea is a health food. And one of the things they looked at with green tea is it's how it helps people control blood pressure. The reason it does that is because of all the polyphenols, the antioxidants and stuff in it. Well, they've compared green tea with chocolate, and chocolate is better than green tea even at improving blood pressure. So it's a health food.
That's pretty cool.
Make sure it's in your diet. So yeah, so just the chocolate bar stuff is a good way of doing it. Again, sticking to about 1 ounce if you can, just being careful of eating too much of it. But the raw cacao, so a couple ways of doing that is, so it can come in things called nibs, mm-hmm. which if you've kind of made that transition to it not being so bitter, you can just eat those like you would chocolate chips. If you can't do that, then you can put it in smoothies. Mm-hmm. It's a great way of getting it in there. Those nibs can be turned into powder, so you can, you know, just put raw cacao powder into smoothies.
Yep.
We've done a dessert. It's a pretty expensive dessert because it's all health foods, but you use dates and nuts as like the crust, and then you make you use avocado and coconut to make like the filling, and then you just sweeten it with raw cacao and some stevia. So you're getting all the, so we've hit on coconut, avocado and chocolate. So that's a health food dessert,
but it's
it can be pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, those are great ways of getting the cacao.
I'm thinking of ways I've done it in the past. This one, maybe not totally ideal because coconut sugar. So mm-hmm. I guess that's another lateral shift, but these no-bake cookies that I like have made a couple times, they're really good. It's honestly, any recipe that says cocoa powder, I just use cacao powder.
Yeah.
Because do you know like the real how would you explain the difference between, is cacao just like more to the source and cocoa is a little bit more refined?
Yeah, that's typically what it is. And sometimes they're just used synonymously. They just, you know, just put cocoa because people, if they see cacao, like that's some weirdo food. Yeah, but cocoa, people understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, typically it's because the more refined it gets, it's now what people know as chocolate or milk chocolate. It's closer to that. So yeah, you just want to be also careful of that. Yeah. What you're taking in.
So these no bake cookies with like almond butter, oats and cacao powder. I can't, oh, and coconut sugar.
Yeah.
And then kind of like mix it all together and they're really good. And then, even just like hot cocoa, you know, with some sort of sweetener, maybe stevia or maple syrup or something in there. That's a really good hot warm drink.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're using things like coconut sugar, maple syrup, honey, any of that stuff, of course you're adding the sugar, but these are less, processed forms of sugar. They're more natural forms of sugar and you're not negating the benefits that you would get with the cacao powder. Right. But in the processing of going from cacao to a Hershey's bar, you're doing a lot to the cacao and then you're still getting the sugar and all the stuff that, so there's a difference there of keeping the cacao where it should be at, but then adding your own sweetener. That's yes, adding a potential issue with your blood sugar, but you're still getting the benefits of the cacao, which that's not going to happen in processing of eating something like a Hershey's bar.
Yeah.
So all good stuff. And I'm sure there's plenty of other ways, you know, on the internet you can search how to use cacao, but figuring out, just like you're getting avocados and coconuts and olives and stuff in your diet, figuring out how to get cacao in your diet is a huge deal.
This might be the easiest one for people to remember, right?
right. So just some, we mentioned Lily's. Again, there's a ton of different chocolate bars, but the more expensive, probably the better it's going to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, just use wisdom with how you're doing that. If you're going to eat it frequently, then of course I would go with the lower cost ones. But if it's going to be some sort of treat that you're having occasionally, then go with the more expensive ones.
Yeah. There's that HU. I don't know if it's who or.
Yeah. HU, I don't know how to say that one either.
But that one is a really good quality one too. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Very few ingredients. They're using, you know, the best ingredients there, not a ton of sugar, not the oils, anything in them. But yeah, that's one that's typically like $5 or $6.
Top of the, top of the price range for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, definitely you guys, we want to hear from you in our Facebook group. If you have more ideas for ways to get cacao or chocolate into your diet, go ahead and let us know. Be sure to share this with someone else who might find it helpful and be on the lookout and join our Facebook challenge that is starting up on February 12th, 2024. So we'll look forward to seeing you in there. Talk to you next time.